Hurricanes are notoriously difficult to chart and predict. Ivan's course and intensity have shifted several times in recent days, prompting government officials to issue evacuation warnings stretching for hundreds of miles. NPR's John Hamilton is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. John, what's the latest report on Ivan's immediate strength and path?
Well, as you said a few minutes ago, it still is a Category 4 storm, but that's a little misleading. It was downgraded from 5 to 4, but the winds are still 155 miles an hour, which puts it right at the borderline between a 4 and a 5. So it's still a very strong storm, and it is headed north at about 9 miles an hour.
And it moves past Cuba, and then where is Ivan expected to go?
Well, that's the big question. As you pointed out, the storm has shifted around a little bit. At the moment, it's headed for the Gulf of Mexico and probably will not hit the Florida Keys or the Florida Peninsula. Probably is headed for the Florida Panhandle. But the problem is that storms like this, as they say, wobble. And so if it shifted a few degrees one way or another, you could have a very different outcome.
Is it expected that Ivan will increase in strength over the Gulf of Mexico?
It's quite possible that for the next 24 hours, the Weather Service here is saying that it could pick up another few miles an hour. They would not be surprised to see it become a Category 5 hurricane. It's passing over very warm water, which tends to fuel hurricanes. So, yes, it's quite possible.
NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. John, thank you very much.
You're welcome.